Well, Psalm 1 is the psalm that whoever put the psalms together put it at number one. And it's one of the best known and best loved psalms. In fact, Charles Spurgeon called it the preface psalm because he said it sends us a beginning notification of the contents of the rest of the book. And this first psalm kind of summarizes the two paths of life which present two options for the way people may choose to live their lives. One path leads to happiness and the other to misery. There's a path of the righteous and there's a path of the wicked. And much of the Bible may be built around the concept of two different paths for people to live. There's the path of Cain, there's the path of Abel. There's the path of Ishmael, there's the path of Isaac. There's the path of Esau, there's the path of Jacob, there's the path of David, there's the path of Saul. So which path do you want to be on, the path of God or the path of Satan? And Psalm 1 is one of the only three legitimate Torah psalms, and that word Torah is a Hebrew word that is translated into English by the word law. And this particular word, Torah, came to refer to the first five books of the Old Testament, specifically with an emphasis on the law of God. So that word shows up in the three psalms, Psalm 1, Psalm 19, Psalm 110. And although there are other psalms that deal with the notion of the Torah, it's not the main idea. The first word of verse 1 is the word blessed. In Hebrew, the word is plural. And the word man is singular. Now, the word blessed is a word that means to be happy, because one that is on the right path, that would enable God to make that man the recipient of his blessings. The plural use of the word blessed refers to multiple blessings at a somewhat majestic level. The Psalms begin by discussing the way to having happiness, because one is the recipient of the majestic blessings of God. So that noun man is singular. And in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew text, the word anun or anar refers to a man as opposed to a woman. And in Hebrew, the word refers to a man who is a valiant leader and individual. We know that in Christ, both men and women are one. So this has application to both genders, but it's specifically aimed at men. So the Book of Psalms begins by presenting this thesis. The man who is valiant and happy is the one who walks on the righteous path, not a wicked path, so that God may pour out his majestic blessings. And this path is known by a careful study an application of God's word. Now that's the kind of man you want leading, this David type of leader who focuses on God's word. This is the kind of man that can literally bring majestic blessings of God to a family, to a company, to a church, to a nation. The righteous person walks on a righteous path and therefore experiences many blessings of God, whereas the unrighteous person walks on an unrighteous path and experiences sorrow and destruction. So let's look at this description of this happy person who will receive the majestic blessings of God. If any person will purpose to apply these qualities, he will be blessed by God. Look at that first verse. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. So in this verse, there are three specific actions that a person who will be blessed by God will refuse to do. And you'll notice that these three actions, they form a trilogy that goes from bad to worse. There's a regression, a deterioration, a degeneration that spirals downward. The person who moves away from the blessings of God permits the negative influences to intensify. They go from one level, walking, to another level, standing and sitting, which takes the person farther away from the blessings of God and from happiness in their own lives. So this first action is a person who will be happy and blessed by God will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. First action that leads to great blessings is that a man will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. That word wicked refers to people who will willfully depart from God and persist in unrighteous things. The idea of not walking in the counsel is the idea of not listening to and following the advice of wicked people. No person's ever going to find happiness or the blessings of God by listening to and following the counsel of people that are not right with God. No matter how logical or rational or reasonable that counsel may seem to be, the counsel of the wicked will only lead to misery and never lead to the blessings of God. Wicked people will try to advise you on what you should do. They will try to convince you that they have figured out the real key to your happiness. But the person who will actually be happy and be blessed of God will not follow that counsel. A person also will be happy and blessed if they don't stand on the path of sinners. So we see the progression in which one moves from walking to standing. Sin begins by walking down the wrong path, and then instead of getting off that path, this person stops, they stand, and then they fall. Walking is a casual movement, but standing means one has stopped moving and is in that sin. And we observe the noun change from wicked to sinner. The sinner is one who misses the mark of God's standards and could care less about it. John Calvin said this word describes one openly wicked and habitually lives their life in a sinful way. No one will ever be happy or receive the blessings of God who stands on a path with people who could care less if they ever pursue what God calls them to pursue. So a person who will be happy and blessed by God will not even sit in the seat of scoffers. So again, look at that progression. It starts by listening to godless counsel that leads to standing right on the path of sinners, which leads to sitting with them. And the idea of sitting is the idea of taking up like a home there, living with them and fellowshipping with them. And notice also it starts by listening to the wicked and then standing with sinners, which leads to sitting with scoffers. And the scoffer is one who actually mocks God and makes light of the word of God. No one will ever be happy. No one will ever receive the blessings of God until they decide to get away from that kind of person. Don't listen to them or their counsel. Don't stand with them. Don't sit with them. Get away from them. Then we move on to verse 2, which says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." So that person, blessed person, will do certain things. And it begins with a sharp contrast conjunction, but, which presents a sharp contrast between verses 1 and 2. There are two specific steps that will take to lead to happiness and the blessings of God. A person's going to be happy, a person's going to be blessed when they delight in God's word. And that Hebrew word delight is one that means to delight in something in a sense of esteeming something as precious and desiring it and pursuing it. Now, when the psalm was written, the Torah, which referred to the first five books of the Old Testament and contained the law, was the word of God that people had available to them. So what this psalm is saying is that person is going to be happy and they're going to receive blessings of God is the one who will highly esteem God's word and desire to understand it and pursue it. In other words, the one who will be happy and blessed of God loves to hear God's word so he may apply it to his life. One who will be blessed of God loves to learn the Bible and does not view going to church to hear some sort of interruption in their life or some sort of chore or burden. The blessed person loves to have the word of God taught to him. He loves to learn it so that he may apply it. He delights in it. Now, many people go to church with the idea of what they can they do, but the person who will be blessed by God goes with the idea of what may I learn from God's word. And they'll also be happy and blessed as they meditate on it. In every situation of life, a blessed person will think about the word of God. The one who will be blessed of God will mentally reflect on God's word day and night. And look at, by the way, this is a good instruction for us in the church. We don't need to offer services day and night that preach. And we need to, though. We need to offer services that preach and teach God's word so that people can come to learn the scriptures. This is important. That word meditate is a very picturesque Hebrew word. It portrays the concept of one speaking to self in a low voice that others cannot hear. The point of this is that a person who will be blessed by God is one who speaks to himself about the word of God. Day and night, he mentally thinks about and reflects on God's word. It is impossible for one to be truly happy and have the great blessings of God apart from the Bible. God blesses individuals, he blesses homes, he blesses churches and nations who love his word and seek to understand it and apply it. And then he goes on in verse 3, he says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. So this person does not walk with godless people. He does love God's word. And then this is what we start to see. We start to see that he's a stable man. A person who delights in God's word will not only be happy, but they'll be stable. And that most stable person you'll ever meet are those that are deeply rooted in God's word. And the most important part of a tree is that hidden root system. The roots draw up water and nourishment and feed the tree. And that key to a strong, stable tree is its roots. So it is with a strong, stable person that they're going to have the stability that comes from being rooted in the word and ways of God. They'll also be a fruitful man. So don't overlook the fact that says that one will be fruitful in season. No person instantly becomes fruitful. However, as they're pursuing an understanding of God's word, and as one is staying away from the wicked evil scoffers, God will use this one to bear fruit in his time and on his way. To become a fruit bearer, one must know and meditate on the word of God. And then he'll not be a withered man. The life of one right with God will never be dead or dry. It'll never be an unproductive life. There'll be times of drought, but never a time when one right with God will wither. And then this person will be a prosperous man. God's hand of blessing will always be on this person. They'll give themselves to carefully understanding the word and applying it to their life. And God will always see to it that the one who loves him and his word will succeed in whatever he does. There may be setbacks, there may be hardships, but in the end, God will see to it that that one dedicated to the word receives the blessings. And then this description of the miserable person, this wicked person, who will never receive the blessings of God. So we start to see a description of that wicked person. We see it in verse 4. It says, the wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. So they're not so. That means by the statement is they're not happy. They will not ever be blessed by God. Wicked people listen to the counsel of other wicked people. They stand in the path of sinners. They sit with scoffers. They could care less if they ever understand anything about God's word. They do not love the word of God. They do not meditate in the word of God. They do not have a fruitful life, and they do wither, and God never prospers them in anything. The wicked deep down inside are not happy. They're like chaff. Wicked people are in existence for a while, and then God will blow them away by his judgment. Chaff is used in Scripture to describe people who are wicked, weak, and worthless. When God's judgment comes, they will be blown away. God will simply blow them out of existence like nothing more than chaff. Then we go to verse 5, and it says, therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So this word stand is one that means to stand up and stand fast. When God's judgment comes, it'll be too late for wicked people. There'll be nothing that they'll be able to do to stand against them. There'll be nothing that they can do to receive the blessings of God. And then they'll not share in the assembly of the righteous. Wicked people will not ever fellowship with God, and they'll not even see heaven. They will not see the kingdom of God. And then lastly, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So God knows the path that every person's on. The path of the righteous leads to blessing. The path of the wicked leads to eternal perishing. So let me ask you these questions. Have I been listening to bad advice from those who do not know God? Have I been hanging around godless people or godless things or godless places? Do I delight in coming to church to hear and study and learn God's word? Do I carefully think about biblical principles day and night in what I say, think, and do? Do I have a real God-developed stability about me? Have there been seasons in life when I have bore fruit? Do I sense God's hand of blessing on my life? Where do you line up when it comes to Psalm 1?